First quarter sales are down for three of the top five defense contractors. Is that a sign of things to come? With a detailed look at the earnings for Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, and Raytheon is Sopan Shah. She is a BGov defense financial analyst. Good morning. Good morning, Sopan.
Good morning.
So walk us through the numbers here. Were these specific events or specific losses in programs that caused these revenue decreases for these three of the big five, or was it kind of across the board?
Sure. We really saw a mixed bag of results for the first quarter of 2012 for the top five defense contractors. Boeing and Lockheed Martin were the only two of the five to report positive sales and adjusted net earnings growth in this first quarter of 2012 compared with the same period in 2011. Boeing's net sales actually increased 30% to $19.4 billion this quarter. And their growth there was really driven by commercial airline deliveries. The company delivered about 137 aircraft commercially this first quarter, including, you know, the world's largest passenger aircraft to Lufthansa. So they really had a knock-it-out-of-the-park quarter. Lockheed Martin, their net sales increased about 6% to $11.3 billion this quarter. And they attributed that growth to aeronautics, their aeronautics portfolio, which included the F-35, the C-130J, and the F-16. The remainder, the other three defense contractors, saw a decrease in sales. So Northrop Grumman, as you mentioned, General Dynamics, and Raytheon, they saw decreases of 8%, 3%, and 2%, respectively, this quarter. And in those instances, what we really saw was an impact in terms of Pentagon acquisition decisions and specific programs, as you mentioned, that had a negative impact on sales. For example, Northrop Grumman said that they've changed their accounting system for the F-35 program to recognize sales as revenue as units are delivered and not as the costs are incurred.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they're doing that to anticipate a change to fixed price contracts from cost plus types within the program. And that had a negative impact on their sales. For General Dynamics, it was really delayed contract awards for some encryption hardware and a slower transition from development to production for new radios and a tactical communications network for the Army. And Raytheon, whose net sales decreased 2% to about $5.9 billion, they said that decrease was driven by lower volume on U.S. Army sensor programs. So as you mentioned, we're really seeing the Pentagon's decisions and sort of the austere budget environment impacting these contractors' performance.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you point out in the BGov analysis, that four of the top five rely on the government for about 70% of their revenue. Boeing, a very different story, only 38%. They're much more exposed to the commercial industry and have a little bit more diversity there. Is there any sign that the rest of the four or the rest of the defense industry is looking to diversify their customer base a little bit beyond the federal government in this time of declining budgets?
We are seeing that, and as a matter of fact, I believe Raytheon has had a target of 25% for international sales over the past few years, and that's yet another example of companies trying to diversify to different markets. Another trend we've been seeing is a lot of merger and acquisition activity, and you mentioned Boeing and their 38% reliance on the U.S. government. That's much lower than the other four top defense contractors. Just in April, they bought Inmedius to bolster their commercial airline services portfolio. So we're seeing contractors look internationally. We're also seeing them make acquisitions that may boost their commercial offerings, since those markets may be more attractive over the next few years.
Now, and how are the companies, especially the ones that had revenue decreases, responding beyond trying to do some of the diversification that you mentioned? Are they downsizing? Are they adjusting operations in major noticeable ways?
We have heard of downsizing and a few layoffs by some of these top contractors. we think that there are lots of cost-cutting initiatives as well going on internally in terms of, you know, perhaps making operations leaner, producing in a different way. And that's why some of the contractors still had, you know, flat earnings, even though their net sales decreased. It's because they're making efforts to cut costs internally.
Congress still hasn't found a way to avoid sequestration. So as we look ahead, you know, the assumption has been that contractors are going to continue to lose federal business. Where exactly do you see all of this heading?
We think that the threat of sequestration is real. And as a matter of fact, all these top executives mention it as a source of concern in their earnings calls in this quarter and for many quarters previous to this. We think that we may see lower net sales for some of these top defense contractors, especially from the U.S. government, if sequester occurs, in that programs are going to be delayed. The Pentagon will be under a lot of pressure, obviously, to find savings, and that will directly impact these companies since, as you said, many of them rely on the U.S. government for about 70% of their revenue. And if the sequester occurs, the federal discretionary budget could decrease as much as 16% by fiscal 2014. So that's not that far away.
Now, of course, the Pentagon says that they are not planning for sequestration. That's what they claim anyway. Is that when you talk to these companies or they talk to investors on their conference calls, do they say that they are making plans for sequestration or are they just worried about it?
We've only heard the worry. We haven't heard very much in terms of planning.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you went through this study, you mentioned some of the areas where revenue decreased. Are there bright spots where companies are finding increased sources of revenue?
As we mentioned, you know, Lockheed saw increased volumes on some of the aircraft deliveries, military aircraft deliveries. Mm-hmm. Boeing saw a huge increase in their commercial portfolio. So I think the growth. And when I think about it, I wrote a similar report for the last quarter of fiscal 2011 for these contractors. And there, a lot of the growth was driven by cybersecurity, C4ISR, the portions of these companies' businesses that are in those markets saw an uptick. So even within the federal budget and the Pentagon budget specifically, there may be an overall decrease, but there are pockets of growth, if you will, where funding may continue, if not grow. And so as these contractors build their portfolio in those areas, perhaps through acquisition, perhaps internally, we may see growth come from those markets.
As agencies cut money and contracting spending, some trade groups are warning less money, forcing contractors to do more with less, and that could eventually affect the quality of the services and products that contractors provide to the government. So how much water does that hold in terms of what kind of effect it would actually have, if any, on the way federal agencies spend?
We've heard a lot about LPTA, the lowest price technically acceptable, and contractors have been very vocal that perhaps this method of deciding, you know, who wins the contract isn't the best for the government, right, in that they may not get, quote-unquote, the best value solution if companies are going to produce something, you know, at the lowest possible cost and provide it at the lowest price. So, you know, we've definitely heard on both sides that trends such as LPTA may not be best for the government in the long run. And, you know, whether that is true or not remains to be seen. That's a very difficult issue to study, but we will see how that plays out.